The funny thing about Georgette Heyer, one of the fascinating things about Georgette Heyer is this extraordinary consistency in the quality of her writing. So across 50 odd books, her writing is of such a high standard. Her humour is consistently clever and entertaining. She was hugely successful, one of the great bestsellers. And in fact, despite her death more than 40 years ago, she has continued as one of the great bestsellers. She suffered from insecurity as a writer. She always had doubts about her books. She would even become very self-deprecating at times, and she would dismiss them as froth. But it isn't what she really thought about them. There's no question that she valued her novels and her writing. She actually loved writing. She loved writing. She loved writing the Regency novels in particular. And in fact, it's a genre that she created. In 1935, she published her first Regency, Regency Buck, and went on from then to write another 25 Regency novels. And all of them loved for their humour, their romance, their fabulous characters, their memorable plots. The Regency has become the most popular of all the historical novel genres, and that's really due to Heyer. Jane Austen was her favourite author, and she's hugely influenced by her. But of course, Austen was writing contemporary fiction. Heyer, of course, is writing historical fiction. So her Regency novels are filled with descriptions of clothing and carriages, and you know about the manners. She tells you about the etiquette. She brings this world to life. She makes you feel that if you could go back in that time machine, that you would know how to behave if you had read her novels. So it's a slice of the time. It's a slice of the social and cultural period that was the Regency. And within that slice, she is extraordinarily accurate. But she never does it in a way that's like it's never an info dump. It's always just distilled effortlessly, seamlessly distilled into the text. And I think this has been a huge influence on writers. She's a writer who endures. She's been dead for more than 40 years, and yet her books go on selling. It's partly because she just writes incredibly well, but it is also this ability to create a world. Someone once said you enter her world, and it's complete, it's comforting, it's entertaining, and it's just a delightful place to spend time. So I think that's why people read her and go on reading her, why she appeals to men, to women, to the old, the young. She's just a wonderful writer.